very equipped outfit, really. A lot of strength in the side. From what I saw earlier on in the week, there was a lot of direct play, which, you know, maybe we may be able to kind of cope with in a different way from what I've seen Cole Shorten, how they dealt with it. But we kind of have our own individual strengths that I'm seeing something that possibly we might be able to kind of counteract against what I saw in that match.
Everyone likes a giant killing. Do you feel a little bit confident that you can get a result at Tooting from what you saw?
I'm quite a confident person in a strange little way where I think any game that you play, be it one level up, down at our kind of two levels that we each play at, I'm kind of confident that we may be able to perform how we perform at our best. Obviously, that's what we need to be at. And we could nick something there. I don't really want to be going there thinking instantly to try and get them back at our place on the Tuesday. It's all about trying to get something on the day for me.
You've already had two rounds of winning, and obviously for a club like Farnham, that's quite a lot of money.
It's a massive bonus for us, really, down at our level. It's, you know, financially, it kind of helps hugely. From a club point of view, obviously, I try to speak to the chairman and I won't call him a financial director, but I'll call him somebody who deals with the finances, which at the moment we've put a little grin on their face, which kind of helps us get through probably, you know, winter period or even down to the end of the season. So, yeah, it all helps massively, the financial side.
You scraped through the extra preliminary round by going to extra time and penalties, but then in the last round you won it quite comfortably.
Yeah, I mean, the extra preliminary round against Thame was a game or two games from my point of view that I felt really we did enough in that game to kind of win it in each 90 minutes that we actually played, but unfortunately we didn't quite take the chances at the right time in the game and created enough for me to kind of feel confident. Even when we played the replay at home and it went all the way to penalties, I did feel that we should have had that little edge in the 90 minutes, even not even going into extra time. But unfortunately that happened, and thankfully we nicked the penalties and made a clear result against Highworth in the next round at home, where I think that was a little bit of a shock for them. They'd been doing quite well in their, you know, respective league, even from the end of last season. I think there was something like 16 unbeaten in competition games.
Looking at your FA Cup record, Farnham haven't been in the first qualifying round since 1999. So in that respect, that's quite a huge game to look forward to on Saturday.
Yeah, again, you know, since I've been at Farnham, we've had some quite large cup fixtures on and off through over the last kind of four or five seasons. But yeah, this is a big thing for us down at our level. You know, and all I can say is that from my point of view, I want players and everybody involved in the day really just to try and make sure they kind of enjoy it, but focus on what possibly could be the right little result for us more than anything.
Farnham are never going to get to Wembley in the FA Cup, but for the fans and the committee of the football club, Saturday was going to be a big game.
Again, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it's a situation at a club like ourselves where really this probably possibly could be the biggest game that, you know, they've had for a long time, and especially for this season. But like I said, I'm confident the way things are going, and you know, as in a package of getting this far in it, we've done ourselves kind of proud pretty much right the way from the start of the competition, really.